Hello, and welcome to United Way Cares on KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. My name is Tracy Gurley-Tomaszewski, and I am the Executive Director for United Way Battlement to the Bells. United Way Battlement to the Bells' mission is to improve lives by mobilizing the caring power of communities throughout the Roaring Fork, Crystal, and Colorado River Valleys, from Battlement Mesa to Aspen, and to advance the common good for all, focusing on education, financial well-being, and health. We work to support local nonprofits through funding, and now with the United Way Battlement to the Bells AmeriCorps Vista Project. Today, I have Bo, the Vista volunteer with the Garfield County Housing Authority and River Center in Newcastle, here to tell us more about the important work that is being done with both organizations. Welcome, Bo.
Thank you.
I have to apologize. We did have to change our guests. So stay tuned for another show. We will be having Habitat for Humanity on another time. But for today, Bo, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit more about what you're doing for the River Center in Newcastle?
Right. So the River Center in Newcastle, for those of you who aren't familiar with that organization, it's a community organization that serves Silt and Newcastle, and their motto is Neighbors Helping Neighbors. So what I'm doing for them is I'm creating a holistic employment program. It's called Prosper and Grow. And the idea is we help people who have been out of the workforce for a while, who are struggling to find employment, or who are underemployed, set goals, overcome barriers, and create a road to meaningful career path.
Very good. Can you tell me again what the service area for the River Center is?
Right. So the River Center is kind of a catch-all community organization. So we do a lot of partnerships with Lift Up, the food bank in the area. We do something called Totes for Hope, which gives kids in Garfield RE2 food, basically grocery baskets. We do Meal Monkey, which is a lunch on Fridays for, again, kids in Garfield RE2. We do a lot with kind of an emergency fund. So if you are in Silt or Newcastle and you need help, temporary assistance, financial assistance, we'll help you there. We put on a lot of community classes, gardening, financial capability classes, all kinds of stuff to just kind of help those communities and strengthen them.
What kind of emergency help would someone be able to get through the River Center?
So we focus mainly on, paying bills that are overdue, paying rent if you can't make rent for a certain month. We help people with occasionally with gas cards and with grocery cards as well.
Very good. And the community classes, you mentioned gardening?
Right. So we've had gardening classes in the past. We partner with Garfield County, and we have a nutrition class that happens every so often. We hold that in both English and Spanish. We're having a partner with my other work site. We're having a financial capability and home buying workshop coming up on August 18th.
That's awesome. How does River Center fund programs?
River Center relies on donations from the community, donations from various foundations throughout Colorado. We rely on a lot of volunteers to kind of help us do these events and create these events. There's a network of river churches, I believe, that also give some funding. And there's a program called Tom's Door. We administer some of their funds, which is kind of where that emergency fund comes from.
I've seen Tom's Door. Those are the cards you can buy here locally with pictures that have been taken from local scenic places. Is that correct? Yeah.
I'm actually unfamiliar with.
I think that's what that is. It's an awesome, awesome way to support local nonprofits. You mentioned volunteers. Can you tell us a little bit more about how River Center uses volunteers and how many generally you have?
Well, River Center uses, first of all, we put on a lot of classes, so we need volunteers to teach those classes. We do occasional community events or fundraisers. We usually need volunteers for that. For a life assistance program, we like to have a list of volunteers on our roster who can do handyman things. We get a lot of people calling in from the community that need something fixed in their house. And so volunteers can kind of sign up with the River Center on our website, and we'll add them to our bank and our database. And if someone needs, you know, their windows replaced, or, you know, I went over and helped move a hospital bed the other day, that kind of thing. So it's we rely heavily on volunteers. We have one volunteer that comes in every week and wow. answers phones and such. So yeah,
you guys really are a catch-all.
Absolutely.
That's amazing that we have that resource in our community. Can you tell us a little bit more about what's happening right now with the River Center in Newcastle?
Right. So, again, one of our biggest programs that I've been working on recently is this Prosper and Grow program. And, you know, as I mentioned before, it's an employment program. It's a 5-week it starts on Tuesday, and it's going to be 3 hours from 4 to 8-ish, 7:30, 8-ish, 4:30 to 7:30 every night, or not every night, every Tuesday night from the August, I think it's the 13th.
Okay. I'll look for you.
Tuesday, yeah.
And who will be teaching that class?
Well, so the workshop is going to be taught by a variety of people from the community. So we're going to have, you know, 5 different workshops. The first workshop will be taught by Lee from who was kind of instrumental in forming the River Center, and it's going to be focusing on. It's called Setting Foundation. It's focusing on looking at oneself, looking at what it takes to have a healthy, complete life, and beginning to kind of look interpersonally into your maybe some of the barriers that you face in your life and in your search for employment. The second class, I'm actually going to be giving the presentation, and it's all about setting goals and overcoming barriers. So in that class, we talk a lot about SMART goals, and we're going to talk a lot about, you know, visioning and looking at your life and trying to figure out where you want to be, and then looking at barriers you've had in the past and how to overcome those barriers. The third session, it's we're bringing in all kinds of resources from Garfield County. So we're going to have people to talk about nutrition. We're going to have people to talk about mental health, physical health, finance capability, and housing. And basically, it's an open, it's kind of like a job fair format.
Okay.
So people can reach out to the various resources in the community without having to physically go there. We're bringing the resources to them. We're partnering with Vocational Rehab, Colorado Vocational Rehab, for our fourth session, which is going to be all about workplace communication. And we're partnering with Workforce Colorado for our fifth session, which is going to be all about job searching and resume building.
This sounds amazing. I feel like it could benefit just about anyone who is looking to either change careers or looking for a job.
Right. I mean, I think what we're trying to get at with this program is almost anybody has some kind of barrier to reaching their goals. And sometimes those goals include employment. And so it can really, I think, help people, almost anybody, take what they want to do, what they want to do in their life, especially when it comes to a career, and create a path forward for them. After the workshop, we're going to pair all of our participants with mentors to help them check in with their goals and reach their goals.
That's amazing. So how many slots do you have for that class?
We have about 5 slots open right now, 5 to 6.
Okay.
Possibly more.
If folks want to sign up for Prosper and Grow starting every Tuesday night, August 14th is the first.
August 14th. That's the correct date.
From 4:30 to, what did you say, 7?
4:30 to 8, let's call it.
4:30 to 8. Where would they go to sign up for these classes?
So we have a link on our Facebook page. That would be the easiest place to apply. So, you know, search Facebook for River Center. Otherwise, we want to, you know, kind of interview everybody that wants to apply. So if you email info@rivercenternewcastle.org, we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
And your website is also an excellent resource.
It is. It is.
And can you remind us what that is?
That's rivercenternewcastle.org.
Perfect.
And we will have, we don't have the application link up on there yet, but we will shortly.
Is there anything else going on with River Center right now that you guys are planning on doing?
Well, you know, we have our continuing programs that we have. Like I said, Totes for Hope, which is food, and Meal Monkey, which is also food for children in Garfield RE2. But kind of the big thing, the other place that I volunteer at is the Garfield County Housing Authority.
Right.
So we are partnering Garfield County Housing Authority, River Center, Vector Bank, and Alpine Bank are actually partnering to teach a financial capability and home buying education workshop. And so that's going to be on Saturday, August 18th.
Yes.
That is a Saturday. And basically what that's going to go over, and that's open to anybody in the Valley, Roaring Fork, or Middle Colorado. Basically what we're going to be going over is credit, how to make a basic budget, how to apply for mortgages, and kind of the home buying process. Who are the different players in that process? You know, what it means to make an offer, what's going to happen at closing, that kind of thing.
And those classes, is that one class on Saturday, August 18th, or is it a series of classes?
It's one class. So we're going to have a morning session and an afternoon, and you can come to both. There's a small fee, which we are willing to waive if you can't afford it.
Okay.
So it's $5 for one session or $7 for both. Excellent. And lunch is included.
That's amazing. Can you remind me again who is partnering with you all to put this on?
Right. So that's a partnership between Garfield County Housing Authority, River Center, and then Vector Bank and Alpine Bank are both going to have people there to teach part of this.
That's so exciting. Class. It's great to see so many people coming out to support our local nonprofits. So Garfield County Housing Authority, what is the service area for that organization?
Well, it's affordable housing. Garfield County Housing Authority mainly deals with Section 8 HUD vouchers. We also have 2 properties that we manage, Silt Senior Housing and Parachute Senior Housing. We also kind of oversee some deed-restricted housing in the various communities in Garfield County.
Mm-hmm. What is Section 8?
So Section 8 housing vouchers are, so the theory behind it is that you should be spending no more than 30% of your income on rent. So if you are below I'm not quite sure what the number is, but if you were a certain percentage below the area median income,
mm-hmm.
Which I can't give you that figure right off my head, then you can apply for a HUD housing voucher. And basically what that does is it pays 2/3 of the cost of an apartment. So as you may know, housing is a huge issue in Garfield County and the Valley in general. And we actually have a waiting list for that program that's around 2 years long.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do people learn more about that program?
So if you go to garfieldhousing.com, there's more information on there. And if you would like to, if you think you qualify and would like to apply, we have an office in Rifle, and you can come in and fill out an application there.
Is there any way to do that online?
I believe there is, yes.
Okay. And how is Garfield County Housing Authority funded?
It's mostly funded through HUD. Okay. So it's a government program. And so, you know, along with HUD, there's a lot of regulations and stuff we get checked up on every so often to make sure we're in compliance.
It's so amazing that you know so much about these organizations as a volunteer yourself. Can you tell us a little bit more about your experience here in the Valley as a Vista?
Yeah, I mean, it's been great. Vista's a fantastic program. It provides, I think, both the Vista volunteers a lot of opportunity to learn and grow in certain aspects of, you know, certain industries. I've been very interested in housing for a while, so I've seen this as a really great opportunity to gain new skills. I've been sent to a lot of trainings on housing counseling and such. You know, the Valley is great. I love the outdoors, love to float and kayak and everything else. So
that's amazing. What brought you to this particular Vista program? Was it the opportunity for housing development that?
Right. That's what attracted me is, okay. So in my master's degree, I studied, it was called the Global Social Sustainable Enterprise Program. And that's a MBA program they have at Colorado State University. And what we do at Colorado and in that program is we focus on a big global issue and come up with a market-based solution on how to solve that problem. So when I moved to the Roaring Fork Valley with my girlfriend, and when we moved here, I noticed that affordable housing is probably the biggest issue in this valley. And so it got me thinking a lot about it. I'd been doing a little bit in housing myself with, like in the process of getting my real estate license and so on and so forth. And I saw this opportunity. I thought this is something that is really valuable and something that's needed. So I don't know if I've already said what I'm doing at the Housing Authority, but I'm building a housing counseling program. So that can be, you know, this housing education piece of it. This class is coming up is that's a part of that, but housing counseling is so much more. It's really the first step people need to take. A lot of people need to take when they are looking to buy a house. A housing counselor is an advocate. It's an ally. It's someone who can help you navigate the housing process without having a financial motivation, without having kind of a stake in the game.
Got you. What happens if someone has a stake in that kind of a game?
Well, I mean, you have different players. So, I mean, you know, everybody's valuable in the housing process. But at the end of the day, you know, your professionals are looking for a sale or they're looking for a payday. So a lot of times what a housing counselor can do is they can get you ready to buy a house. They can talk to you about your credit and they can talk to you about whether you should rent or buy, you know, the kind of pros or cons. And that's just for pre-qualification. Housing counselors also, they focus a lot on foreclosure. They can assist people with foreclosure. And post-purchase, there's a lot of, there's kind of a lot of education that needs to happen after you buy the house. So the cost of, a lot of people don't have what's called an emergency fund. So, you know, post-purchase is all about helping people get to a point after they buy the house where they're financially sustainable in that house and they're not going to face foreclosure. Housing counseling can also, it can go into homelessness. It can go into, there's something called a reverse mortgage, HECM. And I don't think we're going to develop that here, but mainly what we're going to focus on is pre-purchase, maybe rental counseling, since that's such a troubling area in this valley, and then probably post-purchase as well.
Excellent. So the objective of AmeriCorps VISTA is to address poverty, and VISTA stands for Volunteers in Service to America. And our VISTA volunteers that are here as part of the United Way Battlement to the Bells AmeriCorps VISTA project serve a year in a capacity building role and receive a modest monthly living stipend. So our VISTAs, just like Bo, are living below the poverty line in this valley. Can you talk about that at all?
Yeah, well, first of all, the poverty line is defined, is based off of food prices. So when you talk about poverty in this valley, you're not capturing the whole cost of living because housing prices are so high here. I think, last I checked, the average price of to buy a house in Garfield County was just shy of $400,000, and that's an average. But that's the medium price, and that's between Parachute and Carbondale. So that gives you some kind of idea of, you know, where you, wherever you live, it's, you know, the closer you are to Aspen, the more expensive it's going to be. So, yeah, I mean, poverty in the valley, unemployment rate is at 3.1% in the valley, but poverty rate's at 11.1%. And like I said, that doesn't even capture people who are struggling with housing necessarily. A lot of people are spending more than 50% of their income on housing. And, you know, HUD recommends people spend 30% of their income on housing. So when we talk about poverty in the Roaring Fork Valley, there's a lot of people who are working poor, people who have more than one job and can't quite make ends meet. They can't make rent, or if they can make rent, you know, or living in situations with two or three different roommates kind of thing. So it's been a challenge, definitely living under the poverty line. My girlfriend and I just went on we just got into a new apartment, and that was a huge challenge. Talking to different landlords and, you know, not getting into some places because simply we weren't married, which is actually a fair housing issue. And there's a number of different things you can do if you face fair housing discrimination based on race, gender, marital status. And I can't list them all off my head, but if you think you've been a victim of fair housing, you should contact the housing authority, and we'll give you some pointers. But it's going back to the point of poverty in the valley. It's a huge problem. It's a huge challenge, not just for people who are unemployed, not just for the homeless, but for a lot of people who are employed and just can't quite make ends meet.
Absolutely. I worked as an educator for Roaring Fork School District for 10 years, and in that position, I met multiple families that were in a single family home and having multiple families live in the same home, and just the struggles of trying to keep down 2 to 3 jobs to even make it at that rate. The United Way Battlement to the Bells Vista Project looks at poverty, and it sounds like today you, through your organizations, River Center of Newcastle and the Garfield County Housing Authority, you're addressing the poverty of housing and poverty of opportunity.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair.
Yeah. So those are two things that United Way Battlement to the Bells is trying to help alleviate in the Valley. If you have any questions about the United Way Battlement to the Bell Vista Project, you can contact the Vista Program Manager, Andy Scott, at Andy, A-N-D-I-E, at UnitedWayBB.org. You can also learn more about the Vista opportunities through the website AmeriCorpsVista.com. Bo, I want to thank you so much for being here today, and just wanted to make sure, is there anything else you wanted to tell us about before we move on?
No, I'll just reiterate again, we have a couple of events coming up. Prosper and Grow Road Employment Workshop on August 14th, and the Financial Capability and Home Buying Workshop on August 18th, and both of these can be... you can find both of these events on our Facebook page and on our webpage.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being with us today, Bo. And thank you all, our Katie and Kay listeners, for humoring me yet again. United Cares. Thank you.